Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, a.k.a. Pastor Fury, and I'm the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the shadows of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, every evening we take a look at a passage or two from the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for about 5 minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today we read Genesis 38, Mark 8, Job 4, and Romans 8. And I could not help but follow the Spirit's leading into Mark 8 today. And I talk about a significant lesson that I think we all need that we learn from the disciples. If you didn't realize this, we are more like those dim-witted, yet highly used by God, disciples than you may want to believe. I know as I read in the Gospels, I'm like, are these guys serious? I mean, how could they? Wait, what? Come on. But then God calls me to take a peek at my own story and see some similar plot lines. Today, the disciples show us something that we struggle with too, a lack of recognition and remembrance, which leads to a lack of regard and reliance. So often, they do not recognize the greater spiritual realities at play in each and every moment, nor do they have regard for the implications of the warnings that lie within those realities. The Pharisees here, we see in Mark 8, are challenging and tempting Jesus, asking him about a sign from heaven. Then Jesus, challenges the disciples. He warns them. He says, yo, beware the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. In Matthew, he, instead of saying the leaven of Herod, he says the leaven of the Sadducees. So there's so much symbolism packed, though, in this statement. Leaven is often a symbol of sin. The strict command to the children of Israel that they should carefully put away every particle of leaven out of their houses during the Passover week rests on that understanding that leaven was viewed as sinful and evil. But between both Gospels, he's basically telling them to look out for the sin of these three kind of authority groups or authority figures. The leaven of the Pharisees was often seen as prideful hypocrisy, like we saw in Judah and Tamar's story this morning in Genesis. They say one thing, right, but they do another. They preach holiness, but they live selfishness and wickedness. The leaven of the Sadducees could be considered unbelief, as they lacked an understanding of resurrection or essentially all things spiritual, and they just focused on the law. Then lastly is Herod, whose leaven could be considered representative of worldliness. As a ruler of the day, a political figure, he's warning them, Jesus, to not get slowly overcome by the teaching of the world. That is the understanding that should come with sin, as is true with leaven or yeast. It just takes a little of it to change the whole thing, the whole batch, the whole loaf, and it does it secretly and silently. Jesus tells them to beware of it. So naturally, they say, oh my, Jesus, you're so right. We've got to be careful. Let us rebuke this sinful influence. No, these guys are yes, the leaven of Pharisees, leaven of Herod. Yes, yes, it's because we forgot the bread. What? The symbolism of leaven should not be lost on these guys who annually practice Passover, which has them removing the leaven. But no, they're focused on forgetting the bread. They don't recognize the spiritual implications of that moment. And they do not regard Jesus's warning against sin. How easily do we fall victim to that? We miss it and so easily fall into the trap of being overly focused on the contemporary and miss the eternal and spiritual. Let us recognize and then regard the warnings as we read this year. What also blows me away about this passage, more than even the disciples missing the lesson on sin, is their quick and profound forgetfulness in the presence of their Savior. Jesus appears incredulous at it as well, as he kind of berates them about their focus on the dang bread. He doesn't even simply remind them about, you know, his past provision. He reminds them about the excess, the overflow after he provided in the past. It's not like they didn't know. They knew what he did as they answered correctly these questions, saying that there were 12 baskets when you fed the thousands, and there were 7 baskets before. Like, and these are numbers, both of which also have symbolism related to perfection and completion. It's like here Jesus is saying, how can you still be so worried about your earthly needs, as I have always had perfect and complete provision for you, even above and beyond what I provide for all my people, and yet you forget? Because of their forgetfulness, they miss out on the biggest thing that Jesus is always calling them and us to: faith. When they don't remember what Jesus has done, it's impossible for them to rely on him for what they need today and in the days to come. How often is this our story as well? We forget about all the victories God has won on our behalf, and as a result, we forget to rely on him. We forget that we can trust him. We forget to believe him for our future. As God shows you his provision, as God demonstrates his power, take note so you don't forget that he still works all things together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purposes. Let us recognize that spiritual reality so we can regard the warnings of sin and remember his faithfulness so we can rely on the one who provides. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your faithfulness, like your faithful provision for us always. And we thank you that you love us so much to rebuke us and to bring us back to the recognition of the realities that are at play spiritually always, Lord. And we desire that that recognition would allow us to have greater regard for your warnings that we see throughout Scripture. Greater regard for that than we have regard for the things of this world. And Lord, help us to remember your faithfulness always, so that ultimately we would greater rely on you. Because all our being is wrapped up in you. Our future is wrapped up in you. You are our living hope, and we trust you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, you guys, yeah, I'm getting really bad. It's almost 8 minutes. I'm going to fix this, I swear. Or maybe by the end of this year, it'll be a 15-minute podcast. Who knows? But 5bythefire.org. Check it out there. Subscribe, rate, and share. And I'll see you back here tomorrow. Be blessed and be a blessing.